And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of June, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said, "You never have to change anything you got up in the middle of the night to write." Saul Bellow, born Solomon Bellows in Lachine, Quebec, in 1915, 2 years after his parents emigrated from Russia. Born in Canada, but when he was young, he was smuggled across the border into Chicago, grew up as an illegal immigrant. His dad was a bootlegger and an onion importer. His mother was religious. She hoped he would be a rabbi, maybe a concert pianist. But when he was 8 years old, young Saul Bellow read Uncle Tom's Cabin, and that decided him on becoming a writer. He wrote two novels, did not sell very well, won a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, and while he was there, realized how much he loved Chicago, and he started a new novel whose first lines were, "I am an American, Chicago-born, Chicago, that somber city, and go at things as I have taught myself, freestyle, and will make the record in my own way." That was The Adventures of Augie March, came out in 1953, won the National Book Award, and that was his first real success. It's the birthday of Judy Garland, born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where her father ran the movie theater in 1922. And it's the birthday of Maurice Sendak, born in Brooklyn, 1928. His parents were immigrants from Poland. Many of their relatives died in the Holocaust, so he grew up in an atmosphere of grief. He was a sickly child. He almost never went outside. What he knew about the world outside, he mostly got from books. Went to art school, worked for years designing window displays for F.A.O. Schwartz, and started writing and illustrating his own books for children, Where the Wild Things Are, In the Night Kitchen. Here's a poem for today about graduating from high school, a poem by Robin Sarah, entitled Annual. The yearbooks are out today, with the ink barely dry on their gleaming pages, the faint puke smell of the new bindings. On the bus, shagged and curly heads converge over the disappointing spread of candid shots on center-facing pages, random snaps where everyone who matters is blurred or too tiny or was looking the wrong way when the shutter clicked. And after they've each checked out their own and each other's mugshots and those of an acknowledged hunk or two bad guys, doesn't he look retarded in that picture, you can almost feel the thought rise, is that it then? 4 years, reduced to this thin, already thumbed album of postage stamp grins and badly cropped halftones in a gray collage of moments no one remembers. Tomorrow, they'll tote it back to school, though, to whip from their graffitied bags in the mandatory feeding frenzy for autographs. Everyone's, please. Now, and only for a second, is letdown palpable in the air, like a half-formed bubble wobbling on the wand, then sucked back. In a moment, they'll swarm to their feet and pull the bell, each at least once, as they stream for the door, flashing shoulder freckles, wrist bangles, navels like thumbprints in June white midriffs, damp wisps at the nape, wafting back a fine vapor of girl sweat and spray cologne. Annual, a poem by Robin Sarah. From A Day's Grace, Poems 1997 to 2002, published by the Porcupine's Quill, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.